live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever is on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and tonight it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. So, allegations are, and the site on this one is The Examiner, and I think Examiner is pretty much a website that anybody can write for, so I'm not sure, you know, to what level of veracity these claims rise, but nonetheless, it's interesting. Right through the back door, according to James Williams at the Atlanta Examiner, Atlanta Wellness Examiner, right through the back door, while everyone was focused on the Gulf oil spill, Barack Obama gave his signature to legislation permitting the U.S. government to outlaw supplements and alternative health treatments. That means that the supplements you take and therapies you use to keep your body healthy can now be made illegal by the Centers for Disease Control and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Disturbing.
It doesn't mean they have made any of them illegal yet, but it's opening the door to possibilities. Obama quietly gave permission for Codex Alimentarius, the United Nations worldwide plan for food standards, to take effect in the United States via Executive Order 13544. The president's decision creates the National Prevention, Health Promotion, and Public Health Council, a group of experts, so-called, that carry out whatever activities Obama and likely his corporate buddies would deem appropriate. Because, remember, all of these government councils and administrations and licensing bureaucracies are frequently controlled by the very same people that they are purportedly licensing and controlling.
Oftentimes, they'll be sitting on the same boards and things.
Sure, or they're formerly of the right. The company, and now they're
CEO
on the board.
Now.
So there's that point. And then there's this idea of just kind of the government system, right, where you're taught in school that, well, kids, there's the three branches, and the legislative branch makes the laws, and the executive branch passes and executes them. And then there's the judicial branch, and they make sure everything's constitutional. Did they mention executive orders in your government education class?
No.
And
right.
That kind of category of just incredible power that this this man can wield in these government presidents for over years have been just adding on executive order after executive order, and they cover all manner of things, and it's rare that they rescind any. So they just get in and they just pile more executive orders on top of other executive orders. And so this one apparently can create a whole new board or bureaucracy or whatever without even, you know, going through the government's legislature. So, you know, they just kind of do whatever it is that that they want to do. According to some claims, after 5 years of fighting the bill in Congress and the House, Obama has decided to try to kill the supplement and alternative health industry. Although all alternative health remedies can be deemed as unscientific and not provable by the FDA, which can lead to them being banned. Now, this Codex Alimentarius thing has been
lurking around a long time.
Yeah, for years. As long as I can remember on doing this show, we've had people calling in and
watch out.
Yeah, and talking about this
Codex Alimentarius.
Right, right. You know, to beware that this is coming. And is it really here? Is this the beginning of the end for the supplement industry? It's not likely that they're going to go right out and ban supplements, but maybe they'll create licensing or some level of licensing that doesn't exist. I don't know what currently exists, but some level of extra control over the industry that doesn't already exist, thereby putting certain manufacturers out of business and making it so there are fewer competitors in that particular marketplace. And the competitors that are likely to have success are going to be the pharmaceutical manufacturers that are the major players already mm-hmm. In these areas.
And they'll be under the heel of these types of politicians, you know, telling them what to put in their products, maybe.
Or... mandates. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I believe that's part of the Codex Alimentarius, and you know, as to how much vitamin C that you're allowed to get in a dose. They take the super doses right off the marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, everybody's going to be different. Everybody's going to have different needs of what type of...
government knows best. Sure,
oh,
people
how
are
silly
different.
Of me. I see now, Ian.
Sure, people are different, but we need to have guidelines for them. Because there's always, you know, there's always a point where it's too much for everybody. So we need to just make sure that our experts been able to tell these irresponsible corporations what they need to do, which, of course, actually means that, again, the major corporations who are already pretty much under the control of the federal government and controlling the federal government, they work together, are going to be using this and this new board that's been created, if it's true. And I have no reason to disbelieve it, but and if it's not true, it would come about eventually. These boards would have the excuse to regulate, add on new regulations to these industries, thereby just killing the small guy, the little mom-and-pop manufacturers that are out there that are putting together their own supplements. And that, you know, and to somebody that's listening to that, that might say to them, well, you're talking about somebody that's mixing together supplements in their kitchen. Well, I don't know what their company is like. I don't know who we're talking about. There are a variety of different people out there that are coming up with different treatments and at different levels of investment as far as manufacturing facilities are concerned. And if that's what's interesting to you as a customer, you should look into it. You should check into the company that you're buying pills from. How many people just walk into buying supplements without actually checking into anything?
I think more do that now than would in a marketplace where you didn't trust the FDA or whomever to check on these things. The suggestion is that that the government is keeping you safe all over in everything you buy. And I think that in a marketplace where, you know, you'd have a situation where people would have to be, brought to court in a tort situation, that things would be different.
So your thoughts are welcome on this. Maybe you're a little bit more familiar with the situation and what it is that's going on out there. But these things always tend to work in the same manner. We weren't just a couple weeks ago talking about the issue with the name of these bureaucratic laws. They're so lengthy, typically. The Consumer Protection Safety Improvement Act or something like that, that is essentially going to put small toy manufacturers out of business because they're mandating that these toy manufacturers get lead testing. Even if your product doesn't have any capability of having lead in it, if it's just a wooden block, you'll have to have it tested at the cost of a whole bunch of money, thousands, you know, possibly thousands of dollars, for a small mom-and-pop manufacturer that's hand-making toys. It's going to put them out of business. And for a mom-and-pop manufacturer that may be just getting the bills paid and paying the employees, manufacturing supplements, this new regulation, set of regulations, this new set of controls could put them out of business too. And that's bad for freedom. That's bad for those businesses. It's bad for those employees. It's bad for the marketplace because you don't have the innovators. Sure, some innovation comes out of the big companies, but a lot of innovation comes out of little places.
A lot of the innovation stifled by the patenting process and things like that. These companies will, for instance, I was just talking to a company that sells medications, and they were saying that that a drug company has come out with basically two of its drugs that were previously patented. They put them together into one pill and then patented that.
Really?
So they, you could buy these two other pills in the generic and get the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but if your doctor prescribes, you know, Celexafin, and Celexafin is really just Plexxar and Doolittle stuck together, then you could buy the generic of Plexxar and Doolittle, but the Celexafin is what you've got the prescription for. So you have to know these things in order to get the generics.
Yeah, so the control just keeps coming down. They keep creating new bureaucracies, adding in more levels of regulation and more control. And it's no surprise when people are shuttering their doors. And that's not going to improve the economy. Having fewer people in the marketplace offering products and services is not going to make things better. And what's the problem right now? Is there a big epidemic of danger in the supplement industry? Frequently, when you look at buying supplements, and there are plenty of purveyors. You can get supplements from the local nature shop online to the multi-level marketing. I mean, there are so many different supplement purveyors. And one of the things that you constantly see when you look at the companies and their websites and the profiles that they're offering is, oh, here's our manufacturing standards, and we're up to these standards, and, you know, we've got these clean facilities, and we get our shells from the deepest parts of the ocean, and they're always trying to one-up. They're always trying to one-up each other on why their supplement, why their little pill is so much more special. So what's the problem? Is there a big wave of supplement overdosing out there?
Last Thursday, Joe, everybody went crazy due to a supplement overdose.
I suppose there could be something that happens if you take too much of some kind of supplement, but in many cases, you're just going to pee it out.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, I think there's a B vitamin that'll make your skin flush or something if you take too much of it or something like that, if it's not properly prepared. But, you know, most of these situations, it's the worst case scenario is...
We are in a break. We are in a break, and I don't know where our spots are. Hopefully GCN is still there. GCN?
That as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there totally free. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours totally free. In fact, if you go back into the archive section, you can go all the way back to late 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com and brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Just use our portal there. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com. Get your first month completely free at hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so you can bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. And I was looking through this federal order thing here that they have, the federal government, Barack Obama, signing an executive order, which is not uncommon and also not necessarily good for you. These government presidents have been signing them for decades and just piling them up, creating new boards and advisors and programs. I don't know if they can create a whole new program out of an order. I don't know. I don't know what the extent of the control that these executive orders
can.
Well, they can do whatever they want.
Who has standing to stop them from doing it?
I don't know. That's
remember when Ron Paul, the U.S. representative, brought suit against the United States government for I can't remember what violation it was, what unconstitutional things. They said he didn't have standing. You don't have standing as a citizen to bring suit against your government for forcing you to pay for whatever, you know, arbitrary program they have.
So here's the actual order. Some of it. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's actually only 4 pages, but it's 4 of the most boring pages you can likely imagine laying eyes on. And as the Examiner article points out, a lot of it sounds very positive, right? If you were to read this article as somebody who is of a statist orientation, you would think, man, this is fantastic.
Go Gov.
Right, right. They're looking out for people. Let me share it with you. We'll see. Maybe the Examiner is looking at this the wrong way. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe I'm being too skeptical. So you guys tell me. Section 3, Purposes and Duties. The Council shall provide coordination and leadership at the federal level among all executive departments and agencies with respect to prevention, wellness, and health promotion practices, the public health system, and integrative health care in the United States.
This kind of reminds me of, from the book 1984, how every morning they had to get up and do their exercises, and they were watched. If they weren't doing the exercises, you know, they were, you know...
You're hurting the public if you're not doing the exercises. You're harming society.
Right, right. You don't have a right to be unhealthy.
Right. Well, if you're unhealthy, then that's gonna cost society because they're going to have to take care of you. You can't just be not doing your jumping jacks or smoking cigarettes or whatever it is you do.
Drinking soda in a public school, I'll tell you what, mister.
Whatever it is, whatever arbitrary standard they come up with, and that's what these folks' job is. This commission is tasked, one of the things they're tasked with doing is coming up with, you know, arbitrary things that they can foist upon people. Part B, develop, after obtaining input from relevant stakeholders, who are those relevant stakeholders?
Wouldn't
big corporations?
I would assume it would be anybody who has a stake in the government, be it everybody who's, you know, commanded by them, but... Yeah.
You would think that it was anybody who could take a supplement and might benefit from that supplement. But I think we all know better than that.
Like yeah. Who has a stake government... in the government's actions?
Yeah.
Right. You think the government gives a flying flip at a rolling donut at what you think on any of their other laws? So why right. in the world would they care on this one? I mean, show me a little evidence, would you?
Some government bureaucracies have this public comment period, like the FCC. They open up for public comments. Do you really think that makes a difference?
Who goes?
Like the committee meeting that we spoke of earlier, you know, they didn't care.
They made up their minds.
Yeah, they had their mind made up before we even walked in the door.
So, develop after obtaining input from relevant stakeholders, a national prevention, health promotion, public health. And we know what public health means. That means the government deciding what is and what is not important for their vision of what the public should entail, of what it should mean. So a healthcare strategy that incorporates the most effective and achievable means of improving the health status of Americans and reducing the incidence of preventable illness and disability in the United States, as further described in Section 5. Part C, provide recommendations to the President and Congress concerning the most pressing health issues confronting the United States and changes in federal policy to achieve national wellness. Now, that just sounds wonderful, doesn't it? National wellness. Who could be against that? Who could be against national wellness? What's wrong with wellness? Doesn't
it? The fatties.
Well, and America is fairly overweight. I mean, as far as the population
here. Have you ever seen all the things that are recommended for you to do in order to stay healthy? the supplements that you're supposed to take on a daily basis, how much you're supposed to intake on this, that,
eating
the
servings, and what the outcome's supposed to be, how much you're supposed to weigh in comparison to how tall you are.
Body mass index.
Yeah. Right.
So, and when you find out that, in fact, there are plenty of, they don't even know, they can't even tell the difference between a muscular guy and a fat guy on these BMI tests that they have.
Oh, it's incredibly faulty system.
But if you were to do everything that has been recommended as far as health goes and how often it changes, the whole day would be just stuck doing that.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah.
And trying to keep up with, like you said, the changes.
Yeah. Milk's good for you. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Don't eat eggs. But do eat eggs.
They're the incredible edible egg. Don't eat that margarine because butter's got too much fat in it. Whoa, don't eat those trans fats that are in the margarine. They'll kill you. It's just all over.
Yeah, yeah. So, and so national wellness. That sounds like one of those Orwellian terms where,
exactly.
You know, to people that are do-gooders and... I don't really care for that term. People that are in favor of the state, in favor of the government controlling things, will look at that and they'll say, well, how could you be against national wellness? I'm not against people being well. I'm just against the idea of the government deciding what means or what wellness means. I'm sorry, citizen. We're going to have to take you away from your family now.
Oh, I saw a crap campaign.
You bought too many boxes of Lucky Charms this year. And that is not contributing to our national wellness. It seems absurd, right?
I could take your kids away for this stuff.
Right. And so somebody, in this case, this group of bureaucrats who will be appointed, I think, will decide what it means to be well. They'll decide what national wellness is. And then they'll figure out ways to encourage you. They always use words like that. The government uses these terms that are covers for their actual what they do. Like when a cop asks you to do something. Sometimes they're actually asking, sometimes they're ordering you. So are they just going to encourage people to be well? Is it just going to be a big public relations campaign, or is it going to be more?
I strongly encourage you, citizen.
We're encouraging you with this cage over here.
Yeah.
So how's it going to play out? We don't know. But I think that some of these, the terms they're using definitely can be looked at in different ways than they're intended, I think, or that some people would believe. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways here. If Frank stays on, he'll tell us what he thinks about this. From the inside, Frank, a member of the Illuminati, apparently, is on the line with us to explain the grandiose plans that maybe we, us little people, are missing here. This is Free Talk Live.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features on that site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Our webcam is there. The mobile site is there as well. You can get on via your smartphone and get quick access to the various different streams we have, as well as podcasts at m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Now then, coming up soon, the Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I don't have the dates yet, but we'll announce them. I believe they actually have been decided upon. We're not positive on that. But start thinking about planning for sometime, I believe it's in late March. And Mark, if you can pull that up, that would be great. But freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum is usually the place to go to get this, get the details on just a great time and a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire and kind of check out the lay of the land, get to know some of the great liberty-minded activists that have already made the move here as part of the Free State Project, an organization designed to bring as many liberty-minded people together into the same place as possible. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project and then learn more about the Liberty Forum, which we've had the pleasure of being able to broadcast live from for the last, I think, 4 years now. I believe this may be our fifth year at the Liberty Forum. It is an absolute blast. All kinds of liberty-oriented folks from not just around New Hampshire, but in many cases around the country and around the world coming to speak and to participate and to interact with one another and to libate and to you know, to consume delicious food. It's a great time in Nashua, New Hampshire, and you can go to freestateproject.org to get more information on it. Mark, did you find anything?
I see information on the 2010 one.
Okay, so it hasn't been announced yet, but it's coming. You can guarantee that, and it's going to be a blast. Stay tuned over at freestateproject.org for the latest on that. We'll give you more information as it's available. So 800-259-9231. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Luther, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, the Codex Alimentarius is one of the more interesting creations of the UN. It actually began as a book or a food code back in 1963, And it was done by the World Health Organization and the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. And basically, you know, it defines various aspects of food, such as food labeling, hygiene, what additives are in. And it's been evolving. In the 90s, an area regarding biotechnology and genetically modified food came in. But what's interesting is that even though the Codex Alimentarius is a world standard in virtually all the nations that are members of the UN have to abide by it, it hasn't stopped the Chinese from having melamine and various toxic chemicals and additives in their food products or animal food products, as we can recall over the last 2 to 3 years.
Well, sure. I mean, the government's regulations have not stopped companies or corporations from using dangerous chemicals or putting them out there.
Absolutely. And it also has specific standards regarding meat, milk products. And what's interesting about it right
as though
now,
there aren't already enough regulations on the
ahead.
Milk industry. I mean, these are people that are persecuted. In some cases, Mark, the raw milk that you and your wife buy is completely illegal to buy
states.
And sell.
That's true, and that would remain in effect for humans. I think under the Codex Alimentarius, raw milk can only be used for animals.
Yeah.
Even though man is an animal, you know, the Homo sapiens are sort of not allowed to use that. But what's going to be very interesting is that the guidelines for vitamin and mineral food supplements is one of the most controversial areas. And what the Codex Alimentarius will do is that if it defines vitamins and food supplements as drugs, then you won't be able to buy them without a prescription. And
that's
at least in the United States, that would up the price probably 4 to 10 times.
Yeah, it'd be
on
significant.
Everything. So I think the pharmaceutical companies are very pleased with that. However, in Europe and Asia, where the most expensive antibiotics can be purchased for, you know, $1 for a dosage package. And in the United States, some of them might cost $270 or $400, depending on the antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to probably buy the vitamins and food supplements for the dollar that they would use for the antibiotics. So in a sense, what it'll do is probably screw the United States, because every other country has specific agreements and pricing regulations with the pharmaceutical industry. So, you know, all of the pharmaceutical companies sort of rape the United States and the American consumer, whereby in Europe or Asia or the Middle East or, you know, Africa,
effectively
they can't
subsidizing
do that because
the
prices
other,
are, you know,
so what
much
you're saying
less.
Is that the governments that are forced, the governments of those other countries are forcing the companies to do business at a certain rate, and they're raising their rates in the United States in order
yes.
to subsidize the other countries.
And it's always been correct. That's always been what's happened. But right now, as we lose our wealth and money, and we're the biggest debtor nation in the world, the opposite should occur. You know, we should be subsidized. Our population should be subsidized and provided access to the drugs that are necessary. But
what
what's
do you
going
think,
to be interesting,
Frank,
I'm sorry. What's going to be interesting with Codex Alimentarius is that it also has a section that deals with the caloric intake of individuals. And it could be a system that will reward some nations and punish others. And
now,
what it does, it puts a complete control on the food supply. And it looks like it'll be managed, you know, by the UN or by, let's say, a world government. So
now,
it does
to be fair, Frank, this
problems.
Particular executive order that we've been discussing here doesn't actually mention Codex Alimentarius by name. It doesn't – I can't immediately find anything regarding the UN.
Well, I
or,
think it's – I think the regulations are identical in the food safety bill that's in the Senate right now.
Oh, really?
Going to be voted on or whatever. Yeah, so it's very interesting. And all we would need is the president, you know, the President Obama to issue an executive order, and, you know, that would do it in a sense.
So
we
rather,
are
than
actually,
create
a,
rather than create some sort of bill
the,
that...
I'm sorry,
that,
go ahead.
Yeah, rather than creating some kind of bill that actually says, we will now implement Codex Alimentarius... They just cut, you know, basically cut and paste. The boilerplate from the Codex into it, their own legislation, and then they call
Correct.
It the Food Safety Act, and then of course it'll sail right through because
Absolutely.
Who would be opposed to food safety?
And I'm sure in the food safety bill there'll also be sections on new taxes regarding financial securities and maybe more taxes if one sells a home within a certain time period. Things that, you know, appeared in the health bill
that actually have nothing to do
with the health, except the health of the bankers that
are going to profit by this.
What I wanted to say about the Codex Alimentarius,
yes.
All the nations that accepted the World Health Organization and the Food and Agricultural Organization's mandates back in the 1960s, early 1960s, theoretically have to abide by that because it's kind of an international treaty. But what's going to be very interesting about it is that it centralizes the control of food supplies. And if you go back to Henry Kissinger's work in the 1970s, he talks about using food as a weapon, in a sense, to maintain international or national goals.
That's what they did in Iraq, Frank.
That's what they do when they sanction places.
You know, they don't let food in, so people starve to death.
Correct.
So that's a pretty scary thing. Now, Frank, as somebody who's tied in with the Illuminati, at least according to your claims, what do you think about the language of this this particular piece of legislation? I guess not even legislation. This executive order talking about national wellness, achieving national wellness.
I think that's just sort of subterfuge. It's actually going to be quite the opposite. Historically, the ability of the body to put on weight in times of feast and famine kept people alive. It was a good characteristic to have in the gene pool. But now it's been sort of perverted, whereby we want people in the West to be very thin.
If everybody's thin, then using food as a weapon is even easier because they don't have as much on them to burn off. Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. You can take control of the airwaves even in the remaining moments. Thoughts on this are welcome or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please a special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved
medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Enough time for your thoughts if you make the call now tonight. It's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn how you can help get this show on more radio stations across the country and expand our listenership to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Because I wish it weren't true, but right now we're the only liberty-oriented, truly liberty-oriented syndicated talk radio program in the United States of America. And that's unfortunate, but here we are, and you can get behind the program. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. I mean, it'll be great someday when there are a bunch of shows out there that ape Free Talk Live, or at least the message of Free Talk Live. Maybe they'll do it with a more higher skill. Production values and, yeah, real skill. And then we can sit back and not have to worry about doing it anymore. But right now, you know, it's us, and you can help us out by going to promote.freetalklive.com to help get the show on more radio stations. So you might be saying to yourself, if you're new listener to the show, man, you guys, you're overreacting. It's just an executive order, one of millions of executive orders, or however many hundreds of thousands of them there are lots, tens of thousands, whatever. Countless words, countless government organizations, countless boards. What's the big deal? It's just another one. It sounds fine. They're talking about wellness. They're going to get together. They're going to make recommendations. I mean, they're not going to force anything
on
anybody.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? Is there a big deal here? Well, what do you think?
If they're limiting people from getting and that's what I've heard about Codex Alimentarius all along, is that it's going to require people to get prescriptions in order to get all kinds of drugs, including supplements.
Well, the big deal is that you have to look at the full picture. You have to look at who we're talking about here. We're not talking about an organization of people that just makes suggestions. If that's all they were, man, hey, whatever. That's great. Yeah. You write up all the suggestions you want and propagate them however you
want.
That
IRS form is not a suggestion.
Right. We know that they don't tend to suggest things, and that if they do suggest something, that it's only a matter of months, if not years, before those suggestions become mandates. And these are the people that want to run, a lot of them want to run your health care. They don't want you to be able to make decisions for yourself. They want some government bureaucrat somewhere, some pencil-pushing bureaucrat to decide what's important
for
you.
It'd be more efficient that way.
Well, that's their claim, but it's not true, of course, because it's centralization.
They don't know the first thing about efficiency.
Right, and then it goes back to the issue of incentives, that right now the health care industry is problematic because their incentives are being destroyed – by the government regulations. The competition is very limited. Prices are driven up dramatically by government regulations. So all across the board, the government people give you evidence of how it is they're interested in increasing their level of control. So to look at something like this and the language that they're using here, it seems very innocuous. But if you look at it, the full picture of these people, remember, these are the same people, not the exact same people, but the same type of people who 60 years ago, they've now admitted they were giving STDs to people. They were just experimenting on people. Was it Guatemala?
That was in Guatemala, yeah.
They were just experimenting on human beings.
Oops.
Because they wanted to learn or whatever. They wanted to test ideas.
They're doing the same things in the 50s and 60s in the United States.
They're experimenting with nuclear weapons on people. I mean, these are the, they don't care about you.
They were giving people LSD in the 60s, you know,
that
just
sounds so bad.
Well,
oh, if you didn't
if
know,
you
it,
didn't know.
Yeah, that would be bad.
They were doing it for like 40 days nonstop,
holy
depriving
crap.
Them of sleep. Just to, you know,
is this military or just experimental?
CIA. CIA?
Wow. So yeah, so these are the people that we're talking about here, and I don't know about you, but I don't want them to be in charge of any decisions that I get to make. And the more they become in control of, the scarier things get. Let's go to Bill, listening in Jackson to WPDQ. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. One thing that I will add to is, remember, these pharmaceuticals are actually international pharma-based cartels.
Sure.
They're not just right here in the U.S. And these companies go way back, some of them even 100 years or so, and they've been at the forefront of drugs that have been, you know, have a horrible track record. As far as you know, the maintaining the health, and of course, the general public doesn't know the difference. Now, here in the U.S., we've been fortunate to have enough freedom over the past several decades to develop naturopathic medicine. And even though the mainstream is trying to stop that and squash it, naturopathic medicine is making a tremendous progress. And especially one company that I'm dealing with. That I've been involved with about 10 years, and I won't mention the name, but this one particular company has actually been able to sue the FDA and win. The only company like that that's been able to do that. And the development of such products as their selenium product is now making tremendous strides, whereas these drug cartels have only recently recognized selenium as an essential nutrient. And it's only been in the past two or three decades. Prior to that, they thought that selenium was a contaminant that needed to be taken out of everything.
Well, just and like they thought with they thought oil was a contaminant back in the day, and now it'll make you very wealthy if you discover oil.
Bill, what's the name of the company?
So I could go on all night, but this is something that that must be fought at all levels. And there have been several senators that have been holding things out.
Can you imagine, Bill, actually having to smuggle vitamin C or some other supplement? What's that you've got in there? Is that fish oil I smell?
Well,
you know, what? Can you imagine the black market operating in these areas and how awful that would be?
Oh, it's absurd. And
because people aren't going to want to stop taking supplements.
Right.
They're not going to want to stop.
And, of course, it's much bigger than this one company, but this one company has made such a tremendous progress. That I've been on these products for about 10 years, and I've turned around all kinds of things. Didn't have to have surgery, and I could talk about this, you know, forever. But at any rate, it's got to be stopped, whatever we have to do. And we've had several senators in the past who have been able to stop certain pieces of legislation. Orrin Hatch, for example, is one of them. And of course, this is on both sides of the aisle. This is not just
of course, he's no friend
right
to liberty.
Or left issue.
Orrin Hatch is no friend to liberty. I mean, some of these guys are good on a handful of issues.
Yeah,
but
I'll take them where I can get them.
But, wow.
Exactly.
Hey,
but
Bill,
I mean,
thanks for the story. Any other thoughts?
He's from Utah, where the Mormons are, and they do have that in their favor.
That they're a little more open to alternatives? Is that what you mean?
Well, yes, exactly.
Would
in
make sense.
In terms of health.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. Mark, you look confused.
I was just hearing skipping on the line. I was wondering what that was.
Oh, sometimes, yeah. You never know. So yeah, this is happening. They are going to, you know, continue to expand their involvement in people's health decisions. And all the while, they'll be covering it up with this flowery language. National wellness is what they're trying to achieve. Their health promotion and public health goals. including the reduction of tobacco use, sedentary behavior, and poor nutrition. And we're right back to what you were talking about, Luther, with the telescreens looking back in at you and making sure that you're up bright and early at 8 o'clock in the morning to do your 25 or 250 jumping jacks,
right,
or however
stay
many.
In shape so you can be a productive worker for the party.
Well, because when the government does control health care, and that's the direction they want to go, when the government does finally take full control over health care, then you will be a liability to them if you aren't healthy. It's not like they're just going to deny you coverage, which they may actually end up doing down the line. But initially, they'll have to provide.
Well, then they'll charge you a fee for it.
But. Right, right. Initially, they'll make it look like they're having to provide you with this coverage. That way, they can come in later and say, well, we've got all these people with these cigarette addictions, and the public just can't afford to keep helping these folks. We're going to have to monitor your cigarette usage, and they'll come up with all kinds of controls and mandates in order to attempt to control you and what kind of what amount of smoke you can put into your lungs. And then, as Luther says, down the line a little further, they'll start adding in fees. Well, we just can't cover these things anymore. I mean, we've tried to control you. Keep going out. If you break the law and you smoke a cigarette and we've banned cigarettes, you will forfeit all of your health care coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to go to the black market doctors at that point, which will probably be at that point, they'll probably be better than the government.
You can, and if the government's in charge, you can see that you'll see that innovation just drops down to nothing. So yep. Those new lungs that they'll be growing in the lab. Yeah, you won't get those because, well, nobody will be having the innovation in the area. What drives innovation is profit.
But profit's evil, Mark. How can we have that in healthcare?
You don't have to have it. Just don't get innovation at the same time. You can have profits and you can have innovation.
Or you could steal from people.
But you can't have one without the other.
But you could tax and fund innovation that way, right?
Really? Tell me how this works.
The Internet. The Internet was created by the government.
The Internet was created by the government. Really? What we have today was created by the government?
El Gore made it, yeah.
Perhaps the backbone of the Internet was created by some academics out there.
The reason why taxing for innovation doesn't work is because it's centrally controlled. There's one group of bureaucrats deciding where all the money goes. And then, of course, there's the stealing factor, which also has several unintended consequences. But we're out of time for tonight. Spinning in here with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. Tomorrow night, Sam kicks off the show as he's in control. Dale after that. Stephanie and Gardner on Saturday nights. All co-hosts as Mark and I head out to a radio convention. We'll see you next week. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.